Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, when Michigan Governor Rick Snyder signed what should have been called the Right to Choose Law, I was utterly surprised, even though in the days leading up to the great event, we were told that once the legislature approved the legislation granting workers the right to choose whether or not to join the union. Now just think about it. Michigan, the cradle of unionism and all it represents, now seeing the light and allowing full-grown men and women to make up their own minds. Of course, the union thugs beating up people and destroying the Americans for Prosperity tent on the Michigan State Capitol grounds have only themselves, their attitudes and actions to blame for what only they think is a setback. Scott Hagerstrand, a spokesman for Americans for Prosperity, who was a witness to the angry mob of unionists who got physical with those who dared to disagree with their socialist tendencies, said...
A couple guys came in with masks on, they had a hot dog, and they tipped over all our coffee pots, and they several people just pulled out their knives. A couple were in black masks, and they started cutting the straps on the tent, cutting the top of the tent. People were trapped inside. We're still gathering information because I'm learning more and more people that were assaulted.
The melee in Lansing is reminiscent of the 1937 clash between union organizers and Ford Motor Company security personnel. If the unions are so wonderful, no one will get out. If they do opt out, perhaps union officials and members can work to make the unions more appealing to those who don't want the unions now, instead of trying to bully them into accepting unions. For those who complain that non-union members will get the same benefits as union members, by their own logic, that should be okay, because most liberal union members support Obamacare and people receiving health care at the expense of others, and 47% of the population receiving the benefits of living here without contributing one iota to the federal income tax. Hey, union heads, you either believe in such concepts or you don't. You cannot pick and choose when to apply them. An interesting conundrum indeed. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Friday, as we finish the week off, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This part of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You can set it up on your computer. It's coming to your mobile phone. But it's not an application. It's all text-based. So any mobile phone can get it if it can receive a text. It's an organizing protocol that, you know, you can set up every facet of your day. But what Civil Dispatch does differently, what cuts them out from the rest of the herd, is what they do unbidden for you based upon your locale. And that is, they're going to tell you about the things that you cannot possibly imagine, that there's no way to plan for. Flash flood, freakish snowstorm, terrorist attack, earthquake, tornado, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you don't get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to be joined by author Ben Phillippe, and we're going to talk about his past book that he's written and the book that he's about to write. And then at 10 o'clock, we're going to be joined by John Johnston from Ballistic Radio. And the third hour just may be Ballistic Radio as my guest. So I'm going to just let him do what he does. I started going through a bit of a catharsis yesterday when Bear called in. And Bear, if you're out there right now, I would like for you to call in anytime you feel like it. But when Bear called in and was telling me certain things that he believed based upon the way I deliver something, I thought about that. Then I got a call offline after the show from somebody who was telling me some things about people that I talk about and slapping labels to them and everything, and I thought about that. And then last night, I had a talk with somebody very close to a politician that's holding up permitless carry in South Carolina. And I thought about that. One of the things that I like about doing this show is because of its very narrow scope. Some of these regular straight-up political talkers that do it all day, every day, I'm surprised we don't find them hanging from an overpass. It is just that much minutia. Not because the man's going to come and take them and hang them, but because, you know, it just makes you mad when you sit out there and you take the sum total of all the parts that are present right now, out there right now in the arena. So, Starting Monday, the scope of the show is reinstalled and the scope remains narrow where it is. I'm no longer interested. I will continue to participate in the political process as a citizen. I will vote. I will educate myself as to whoever's running in races in which I can vote. And then, having done that, then I'm going to be sitting back and I'm just going to wait for it all to collapse. And do my best to be prepared for the collapse. Because I heard... one common thread that happened out there is the what I'll refer to as the system. Everybody's talking about the system. You have to work within the system. The system is corrupt. The system is this. The system is that. I'm tired of the system. The system ain't working. What they're working on ain't going to work. So... just a little FYI. So if you want to call in and you want to talk about a general topic, if we can weave it in to the gun control, tactical training, gun topic, then that's great. Let's do that. But I'm just asking why. Our energy is better spent getting ready to pick up the pieces. Now, today, on a higher note, on a better note, today's Valentine's Day. Men, if you're out there looking at your special someone, your significant other, girlfriend, wife, mother, whoever that person is, don't give her flowers. Give her something that really shows that you love her whole body and her whole soul. Give her a gun. Think about that. If this is your Valentine, your daughter, your wife, your girlfriend, your sister, give them something that you hope they never have to use, but give them something that empowers them. Flowers, they're going to die. Candy, well, who doesn't like candy, and then who doesn't regret eating it? What can be more sentimental than a tool that she can use to keep everything intact? When you give her a gun, you'll be showing her that she is extremely precious and valuable to her. To you, excuse me. Now, you don't want to just walk up with a box that has a Glock in it and say, Happy Valentine's Day! Give her a gun and give her a class. You don't want to scare her. If this is something new, if you're springing this on her, you don't want to scare her with this. Give her something. Give her the tool that she can use to empower herself, and then help her get the knowledge to employ the tool. Now, the other thing about women and guns is that a lot of women like their bling. So once they get out there, if they take that class and everything, take that gun and put a little bling to it. Get it Cerakoted pink. Get her a tactical holster made out of pink. Send her to a concealed weapons permit class. Now, if your significant someone is already a Second Amendment supporter, you're not going to have to win her over. But if you give her these things, she's going to have a full appreciation of this. The newly indoctrinated, well, they're going to be puzzled. But what better Valentine is there to give your love than to sit there and say, this is for you so you can always be what you are to me. And I'm going to go with you every step of the way, and we're going to take these classes together and everything else. And when it's all said and done, this will be one thing that I don't have to worry about because I know you'll protect yourself. Which means you'll be there for me. Now, what says love more than that? I know some of you guys out there saying, I'm going to Jared. Don't do that. diamond rings, bouquet of flowers. Give her a gun. And don't scrimp on that. Give her one you'd carry. Don't go to Build-A-Bear and get her a nice cute teddy bear. Give her something that has utility. Give her something that she would never buy for herself. When you give her that self-defense tool, you're offering her a constant reminder of how much you value her. And it's a present that will outlive the vase that the dying roses will go into. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
From the blunt object.
Back on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Now, while I was all day yesterday, well, not all day, but while it seemed like a lot of my day yesterday was in the middle of an angsty-fueled, Brat Pack-type movie, Catharsis Meltdown, that was gratefully interrupted. I realized this winter storm that we've been going through. I'm looking out my window right now, and I've got frozen snow out there on the ground. It'll be gone by today, but it's out there right now. And I realized that this was a sign. This was a sign, because if it's happening in the Southeast, surely This also means that hell is frozen over, because yesterday the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals struck down the California law restricting concealed carry weapons based on justifiable need. I was laughing so hard that I had to hook up. I had to have oxygen. I was gasping. In a 2-1 decision, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which I've always thought is liberal-leaning, primarily based on their zip code because they're in San Francisco, said San Diego County violates the Constitution's Second Amendment by requiring residents to show good cause and not merely the desire to protect themselves to obtain a concealed weapons permit. Still got to laugh a little bit at it. State law in California requires applicants to demonstrate good cause as well as good moral character to carry concealed handguns, while leaving the permit process up to each city and county. The ruling, if it stands, would require local governments to issue permits to anyone of good moral character who wants to carry a concealed gun for self-protection. Coming from Judge, and I'm massacring, and I'm really wondering where all these names are coming from. Judge Dermuid O'Scanlan, not making that up. Dermuid O'Scanlan. This is me hooked on phonics. He probably pronounces it completely different, but he said the right to bear arms includes the right to carry an operable firearm outside the home for lawful purpose of self-defense. He disagreed. This is, and coming from where it's coming from, I'm absolutely stunned because this is coming out of San Francisco. He disagreed with federal appeals courts that have upheld similar laws in New York, New Jersey, and Maryland, while endorsing an appellate court that struck down Illinois' absolute ban on concealed weapons of public. This split among appellate circuits increases the prospect that the U.S. Supreme Court will take up the issue. California, right now, if they don't appeal this decision, just became a shall-issue state. I'm sure right now Senator Kevin De Leon has forgotten all about the ghost guns, because now regular people can carry guns. Sylvester Stallone carries a gun. Well, he tells you that we shouldn't have them. And Sylvester Stallone should really stick to what he does best, which is massacre scripts. He massacres them. Not literally. He's not taking a pair of scissors to them and cutting them up. It's just his dialogue. Yo! In the same ruling, the number to call in, guest 487, is 1-800-313-9443. In the same ruling, the justices said restrictions on on carrying concealed weapons were presumptively lawful, meaning that they would be upheld unless shown to be unreasonably burdensome. The appeals court said the county's licensing system doesn't pass the Supreme Court's test because of the additional burdens California places on would-be gun owners. Now, this is good news, while at the same time it's sort of ironic in a way, because they're dropping guns off the approved roster in California. I mean, there's a very good possibility that we might go into California one day, and if this holds, okay? If this holds, if Moonbeam and company doesn't try to fight it back, then we're going to go in there, and I'm going to say, man, I really admire somebody that will carry a gun this old. You must have practiced with it a lot. No. They just took, there's no other guns for sale here because they don't have the micro stamping. This one's grandfathered in. Really? What year was that one made? It was in the 50s. California's going to become like Cuba is with cars. Now, I have no doubt out of 9 million gun owners there, there's probably some very talented gunsmiths that can keep a gun running for quite some time. But California is the one that everybody wants everybody to be like. That is the gun grabber's dream. They have gun grabbing squads, you know, the apps people. Every there's so many restrictions on a California gun owner. You can have a gun with a magazine as long as the magazine can't be detached. What's that? You got a bullet button? Well, you can't have a bullet button because you can't detach the magazine. Somehow or other, you have to be able to load the AR-15 that's in compliance with a non-detachable magazine by going in through the ejection port and making a hard right turn or a hard downward turn and then start feeding them into the magazine that maybe can hold what? What's the limitation now? 6? 10? California, starting with, Ronald Reagan was the one that started the direction when it came to the ban on carrying unloaded guns in public, which carrying an unloaded gun in public is like carrying a mechanical pencil with no lead. Why would you even do that? I guess you can carry, California, can you carry the ammunition with you? I mean, can you have that like in a magazine carrier? Is that legal? Now, the ban on openly carrying guns made it impossible for most law-abiding citizens in counties like San Diego to bear arms for self-defense, said Justice O'Scanlan. He said, the Second Amendment guarantee of the right to bear arms must include the right to carry weapons outside the house. Where has Justice O'Scanlan been all of my life? Did he just get in there? Is he new? He points out that the risk of armed confrontation is not limited to the home. He invoked the situations of a woman toting a small handgun in her purse as she walks through a dangerous neighborhood, or a night shift worker carrying a handgun in his coat as he travels to and from his job site. Now, many sheriffs in California already comply with the court's standard by issuing gun permits to anyone who wants one for self-defense. But urban counties require evidence of a special need for a weapon, the requirement the court has invalidated. And that's good news. This is Chicago all over again. James Chapin, the San Diego deputy counsel who defended the permit system, said the county will ask the full appeals court for a rehearing before an 11-judge panel. Right now it's on hold. But if it does hold, we'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of Americans.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. Coming up next hour, author Ben Phillippe. He's written a book. He's about to write a second book. And we're going to talk about these because this is about gun owners in the United States. And then 10 o'clock, we're going to be joined by John Johnston. And I guess the third hour is going to be a collaboration of Lock and Load and Ballistic Radio. Just to clear my palate from all that those political shenanigans yesterday. Josh Blackman, a law professor, and Shelby Baird, a political scientist, have published a very interesting paper in the Connecticut Law Review on what they call the shooting cycle. The pattern, the public reaction seems to follow in the wake of a widely covered mass shooting. They carefully refrain from either endorsing or opposing any sort of gun legislation, and they're trying to help us understand both the misleading media coverage that such crimes inspire and the trouble that gun control proponents have had translating public outrage over those crimes into new laws. Maybe that's because most of that public outrage is manufactured. They make the point that contrary to popular legend, and a lot of that given by the press, a lot of that given by the gun control people, mass shootings are very rare. The other day, yesterday, Senator Chris Murphy, out of Connecticut, same place. He stated that there's been 40 some odd school shootings since Sandy Hook.
Now, let's make a very clear distinction. Guess 364, if you were looking for a good scope for a for any rifle, I would look at the Lucid telescopic sight, simply because you get a whole lot of bang for the buck. I'll try to hold one up for you and let you look at it before the show's over. We need to make a distinction between shootings that happen at school and school shootings. Okay, murders happen at school. The school shooting at Purdue University was a murder. This was not a let's go out with a bang, I'm going to be famous kind of shooting. This was a targeted shooting. Okay? No distinction, of course, because of where they happen. They're all school shootings, according to Senator Murphy. Also, sort of parallel to that, a lot of the gun controllers have gotten out there, and they refer to any, you know, if familicide is a mass shooting. Drug deals going wrong is a mass shooting. Because they've seized onto this, well, if four people die in more than one incident, that's a mass shooting. And the big difference between the two things is the motivation behind it. Now, the madman shooter, the Holmeses, the Lonzos, the Alexises, those guys want to make a statement. And they're going to make it with a gun. And they don't know the people that they're going to kill. They don't care about the people they're going to kill. They're killing the people because this is fulfilling their very last step of the five steps to becoming an active shooter. So, mass shootings, spree shootings, active shootings, whatever you want to call it, the Lonzo Holmes types, those are not happening more frequently. In fact, they're sort of static. Which, if it was the fault of the guns, then since there's been an explosion of gun ownership in the United States, you would think those things are on the rise. They're not. Okay, that's one very important distinction. They also point out the various cognitive biases that lead people to exaggerate some threats while minimizing others. Let's go to the phones. Cordell in Minnesota. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill. I was wondering where these dong senators get these numbers from, talking about 40 shootings since Sandy Hook. They flood the news with all these statistics, and I haven't heard any of the such.
Well, what you have to understand, Cordell, is they've got a narrative, all right? And it was just like I was saying, they'll take any numbers out there. Right now, the new narrative they've been trying to push has been, we got to do it for the children because of how many children get shot. And what they did to pump up those children getting shot, because the little darlings being shot accidentally, 12 years old and under, that's going down. No less than the CDC acknowledges that that's going down. And that's because gun ownership, even though it has risen, people are more educated, they are more careful with what they have. In order to pump those numbers up, they took the age limit up to 20. And if you look at where these young darlings are getting killed, you figure out these are gang members. So whatever they can do to further their narrative, even if it's lying, like Senator Murphy did with the 40-some-odd school shootings, there are murders that happen at school, sure. No doubt about it. Murder is going to happen wherever the opportunity presents itself. But the type of shooting that we saw in Sandy Hook, we haven't seen another one since Sandy Hook. Now, have we?
No.
So it's all a subterfuge to get you out there. And see, you're not supposed to be asking questions, Cordell. You're supposed to be going, oh, my God.
Well, I think the senators need to quit putting gun owners in their crosshairs and need to worry about their own wives who are pill poppers, their kids who are crime-ridden citizens, so to speak, and themselves being arrested for major drug offenses, prostitution, things like that. I think they should worry about their own business instead of ours when we're doing nothing at all illegally.
Cordell, you're just not with the program, are you? You're just not with the program.
Senators and congressmen and people like that are nothing but a bunch of dongs. And thanks for having my call.
Thank you, Cordell. You stay safe. Feel free to call me anytime. To Nevada hiker in Nevada, which I would hope you'd be in Nevada if you're the hiker of Nevada. What can I do for you?
Not much. I just wanted to say hi.
Hi.
And I support your opinions. And that last guy you had on the phone was awesome. I think his name is Boar Turtle. And EWW. With that, I'm out.
CWW is becoming a, they're here and they don't really identify. That's the first call I've ever gotten from somebody identifying as CWW. You guys need to engage with me. I dig you being out there. And I sort of dig not knowing who you are. Not because I'm afraid of you. Oh, he dropped. Did he drop or, I think he was done. I don't think he dropped. I think he was done. CWW, you guys rock. I don't know much about you, but you rock. I was talking about how Black Men and Baird are examining. They look at the bias towards that leads people to exaggerate some threats while they minimize others. And it that section includes a little dark comic quote from Yale psychologist and legal scholar Don Kahan. In one scene of Michael Moore's Bowling for Columbine, the documentary team rushes to get footage from the scene of a reported accidental shooting, only to discover that when they arrive, the television news crews are already packing up their gear and getting ready to go. Michael Moore asks, "What's going on? Did we miss it?" To which one of the departing TV reporters answers, "No, it was a false alarm, just a kid who drowned in a pool." Now, if I'm Michael Moore and I'm running to this scene and I've got a bunch of guys who didn't get what they wanted and it's just a child that drowned in a pool, I'm sort of pointing out, hey, are you guys looking for a certain kind of crime to glorify it? Doesn't that kid dying in a pool, doesn't that mean something to you? But no. They just went ahead and continued to reinforce the distortion. And by the way, Recon, you have him hold on through the break because you know we're coming up on that and I don't want to interrupt him. Got Bear on the line. But and we may not get to the rest of this stuff until after Ben Phillippe when he comes on the show, comes on in the next hour. But interestingly enough, if you really want to stop the children from dying, stop putting in in-ground pools. And don't have any five-gallon buckets. And don't take them to children, to doctors. Don't take your children to doctors. Because they kill more children than guns do. Don't let them ride around in cars. They kill more children than guns do. The final word on this is simply this. They're going to do whatever they can to disarm us. They're going to say whatever they got to say to disarm us. And the fact that none of this works, I'm surprised there's not a lot of bald gun grabbers because I feel like they should be snatching out their hair. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cube. Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let me see if I can increase the audio a little bit. Going back to the phones, let's go to Bear in Colorado. Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You want to carry on or continue the conversation?
Well, no, I want to tell you. Did you hear the opening of the show?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Okay. Yesterday, your call sort of started a series of events for me, and actually, I appreciate that part of the that part of the thing. I'm going to continue to advocate gradual easing from the abyss because that's only the civilized thing to do. And at the same time, I'm going to make every effort to become as uncivilized as I can be.
Well, we have a slight problem there. We're running out of time.
Yep.
Now, 20 years ago, I would have agreed with you. But if you've ever read John Locke, Two Treatises of Civil Government, Chapter 19, we are absolutely in disillusion of government. The I was talking with a couple of people yesterday, and if we're going to take a demarcation point, a really good one is Executive Order Number 1, in 1861 by Abraham Lincoln, which was the mustering of the militias of the states into the federal government army. And once that was complete and he disbanded Congress, Congress has never sat again. So now that we have martial law on conquest of law on land, which is the Lieber Code, codified, and also that's the Hague Convention and a couple other international law. So we're under international martial law. There is no going back. There is no reconstruction. It's a disillusion. You have to start all over again.
Well, that's when the reconstruction begins.
Well, what I'm saying is the word reconstruction is an impossibility. You're not going to reconstruct anything. What you're going to have to do is look what Iceland did. Iceland went and they rewrote their entire constitution and voted on it and they restructured the entire government. And we could use that as a very good model. And they did it over the internet, by the way.
Well, that
okay.
That's certainly nice to know.
If God's law is not incorporated into your civil society, there is no law. And well, now that we've gone so far astray from God's law, and I'm not talking about Ecclesiastical, I'm not talking about the Vatican, I'm talking about the absolute right to life, liberty, and property. Because you only have two things in this world. You have labor, and you have the willingness to use that labor to create, which is what we were told to do under God's law, and do no harm. That's the golden rule. But this government does not believe in those concepts.
Well,
so your labor is being exacted. And please go to, there's a really good dictionary site. It's called onelook.com. And look up the word exaction in Bouvier's. And it's a taking of monies that you do not owe. Okay, now, I did some look at the Federal Court of Claims. The Federal Court of Claims hears cases on illegal exaction.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Bear, before you say anything else. Knowing all of this as you know, which I haven't known it in the detail that you've known it, but I've known enough of it to understand it. Knowing what you know, what are you doing?
What do you do?
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yes, sir.
I declared peace. Because
okay, so,
if you look at Sun Tzu, you never take on a major head on.
Sure. But now, in order to declare peace, don't you have to be in a position to enforce it?
No.
Okay.
Because
you and I disagree on that.
Well, you have no authority except over your own body, which is your land. When they say, where is your land is your body. That's what Creator gave you. The only thing you can do is protect your land.
Well, let's get beyond the conceptual. What are you doing
to protect your land? I sue governments and banks.
Okay, well, but that's within the system, isn't it? And isn't the system... this is not me patronizing you now. I think
right.
The system is going to eat itself. I think it's going to be a cataclysm. It's going to be like we're going to be looking at it and we're going to be saying, oh, look at the system. It's just running along, just humming along without missing a beat. And then it's just going to explode in front of our very eyes.
The problem is they want to take 90% of the population with them.
It will.
Look at the Georgia Guidestones. It says it right there. Everything is moving to a mass eugenics program.
Well,
they're going to kill 90% of the people, 90+% of the people.
Well, and that can be a great goal to have. But what are those 90% of the people just going to stand there and watch it coming?
Most of them. Look, 97% in my estimation, 97% of the people will never wake up. 2% are the controllers of the 97, 1% are the dissidents. Of the 1%, 97% will never do anything about it because they're stuck in commentary and they're stuck in the illusion of dichotomies, right-left paradigms. That leaves 3% of 1%, and there's probably less than that. And you're only talking about a few thousand people that are actually going to do anything until the catalyst. And whatever the catalyst is, then everybody gets to go into tooth and claw, which is law of nature. And once we're in defensive law of nature, then the strong will survive. And the well-armed will have a better chance.
Okay, so I guess that you've brought me back to my original question, which is, are you armed?
Oh, God, to the teeth.
Well, that's good. That's good. Okay. I find that to be proactive. I think if you were to look out there, right, and I've never looked at the percentages. I have read Sun Tzu, very good read, and I understand where you're coming from as far as doing the exact opposite of what they expect. But I believe that in order to be someone that is a peaceful person, you have to have the other side of the coin, and you have to be able to be somebody that if somebody violates your peace, that you violate everything else they got.
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, I think people get it's a misnomer. Using the word peace to say that you are not, that you're defenseless. And it's two different. You know, a country, when it goes to peace, does not mean it disarms. So why would you disarm even though you are at peace? Listen, if you've ever heard of Trading with the Enemy's Act, and in Title 50, they made United States citizens enemies of the federal government. And when they did that, the thing is under the Lieber Code, you're either a belligerent or an enemy combatant, or you're at peace. And I am at peace. I want to do peaceful commerce with peaceful men. And it's a status. And you've got to know who you are so that you can say, you know, when you're pulled over by the cops for a tail light out or something, you better know who you are. And otherwise, you're going to be open for exaction.
We're coming up on the end of the hour. I want you to continue to call in so we can continue this conversation. I like it. I like the conversation. And I also would like to be peaceful, Bear, and I intend to be peaceful.
Yeah.
And then when that doesn't work, I intend to be quite, quite warlike. You stay safe and have a good weekend. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we're going to flip into the next hour. We will be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.